forget March Madness and the Final Four for a moment. This weekend saw a jaw-dropping, come-from-behind win in the men's NCAA Division II championship game. Barton College defeated the previously unbeaten Winona State to win the championship 77-75. And it was the last-minute pyrotechnics by point guard Anthony Atkinson that did the trick. Actually, not the last minute, it was the last 39 seconds of the game, when Atkinson scored all of the Barton Bulldogs' final 10 points. Here's what his last four baskets sounded like on CBS.
Final 30 seconds, Atkinson, pull up, pop, book it. 23 for Atkinson, and he'll steal the ball! Atkinson is fouled, and a chance to tie it. 10 seconds left, down by two. The drive, reverse. What a play! Anthony Atkinson has tied it up. 4 seconds left. Melvick stole it away. He's got time. Atkinson way up. Good! Good!
That winning shot came at the buzzer. We're joined by the coach of the Barton Bulldogs, Ron Levensey, who's in Wilson, North Carolina. And Coach Levensey, does that still give you a thrill?
Well, you know, that was the first time that I've been able to hear the actual account of the game, and boy, when you hear that, it just sends chills up and down your spine.
You know, it doesn't even begin to do justice to what Anthony Atkinson was doing there. One of these shots is a reverse layup. There are two steals, one of them in the last 2.1 seconds of the game. Why don't you describe what happened there?
Well, you know, Anthony made that incredible reverse layup, which he was going full speed at that time across the baseline and put that in. It was absolutely unbelievable, you know. And then the steal by Bobby Buffalo and the tip ahead to Anthony. Anthony immediately looked up to see the time on the clock so that he could know whether to shoot a long shot or to take it all the way to the basket. And that is an incredible sense of poise at that point in time and on that stage with a national championship riding on this particular play.
I love what he said after the game. He said that he knew that he had made the full length of the court in 3.5 seconds before, so he figured if he had 2.1 seconds, he did the math, he knew he could make it.
And he didn't mean that bragging. He meant that as a fact, that he knew he could do it. He won three games in a row for us in the Elite Eight. In all three of those games, he hit the last shot of the game.
You know, I think the best moment came after that final shot when Anthony Atkinson runs. He basically does a lap of the gym. You can tell he just cannot believe what he and his team have just done. He looks completely stunned and overwhelmed.
Well, it was just such an emotional moment. I thought he just did a great job. He did the only thing he knew what to do, run around and have a good time.
Well, Anthony Atkinson is a senior. What happens to him now? Is he thinking about going pro? What are his prospects?
He would like to play pro, and I'll tell you what, if there are any talent scouts that listen to this, this young man is a winner, and somebody better sign him because he's a big-time player.
This is doubly interesting, not only because of this amazing win in the last seconds of the game, but also because your school is really small, fewer than 1,000 students, and you took down Goliath, Winona State, which had a 57 games, I think, unbeaten streak.
It's incredible. You know, before we played there, I took out my Bible, and we read the David and Goliath story out to our team in the hotel room. And this team sent shockwaves through the whole country with the three victories that we had up there in the Elite Eight.
Well, Coach Levensey, thanks so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Ron Levensey is coach of the men's NCAA Division II champions, the Barton College Bulldogs. Anthony Atkinson, the team's star player, has a history of big finishes. After his last home game in Wilson, North Carolina, he went to the mic at half court and proposed to his sweetheart. She said yes.